Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one inimitable page of Talmud each day. And in today's pages, Bava Metzia 4 and 5, we hear this strange little story. Have a listen. The Gemara relates. There was a certain shepherd to whom people would give their animals for safekeeping every day in the presence of witnesses. One day, they gave him their animals without witnesses. At the end of the day, he said to the owner of the animals, "This matter never occurred. I never received the animals." Ah, dun, dun, dun. Witnesses came and testified against him that he ate two of them. Rabbi Zeira said, "If Rabbi Chiya's first halacha is so, the shepherd must take an oath with regard to the remainder, or else he must pay the value of the animals to their owners." Abaya said to him, "If Rabbi Chiya's first halacha is so, the shepherd takes an oath? Isn't he a robber? He just ate and stole a man's sheep." The witnesses established through their testimony that he took and ate some of the animals, and consequently, his oath lacks credibility. Rabbi Zeira said to him, "I did not mean that the shepherd takes an oath. I was saying that the party opposing him takes an oath and collects payment." The issue around which this incredible little story revolves is what to do, you know, when a witness lacks credibility, which is a different way of asking what to do when you don't have enough information to go on. Now, this is a condition that most of us moderns don't experience all too often. We have at the tip of our fingers a device that could summon any and each bit of data that we require to help us make what we believe are more informed decisions. But today's daf reminds us that sometimes we're just stuck. Sometimes we just can't really know what's going on. Producer Josh Cross, this has happened to us very recently. Where are we right now?
Somewhere lost in the mountains of the Catskills at some kind of mountainous retreat.
To give everyone context, the team that brings you this here podcast has gone on their annual retreat, which was supposed to be a lovely time off for all of us, until a major storm came by, knocked the power and the heat, and apparently shut all the roads so that we may not leave or know when it is safe for us to leave. And here we are, in the cold, huddled for warmth with nothing but the fuzzy cover on the microphone to keep us warm, dealing really with a strange, strange condition. No Wi-Fi, no phone lines, no way of knowing if we could actually go down the road, which is a condition eerily reminiscent of what the rabbis are talking about today. Josh, how do you, a person who is often in the throes of every imaginable information device available, deal with just being here completely isolated in nature, not knowing?
Well, after the initial throes of the DTs, the D-techs, it's kind of liberating, which, you know, this is some kind of Tibetan-styled place, which I guess maybe they did it on purpose. But it's kind of nice that we're like, all right, we're stuck. Okay, so let's just go to sleep, and then we'll figure it out tomorrow when we can see more. And that's sort of what we're doing anyway, is we weren't going to go in the dark where there's literally no lights to try to figure out if we could get out of this road. Eh, the sun's up now. We can give it a shot.
Beyond the self-indulgent pleasure of talking about ourselves, which obviously we enjoy, I think there's a kind of really important reminder here, because this, in a way, is what Tractate Bava Metzia is all about. You know, we approach every pursuit in life, but I think particularly those of us who try to take religion seriously, our faith, right? We approach it from a position of like, well, okay, this whole thing is based on certainties. It is based on things that we know for sure, right? We begin each day saying, you know, Shema Israel. We assert the oneness of Hashem and our belief in God, etc., etc. But here is the tractate. Here is this little story about this duplicitous, untrustworthy shepherd reminding us that actually, no, that actually so much of this pursuit is about doubt, because when it really comes to the things that are very important in life, often all of us are in the exact same condition that you and I and our colleagues are in right now, right? Stuck in the woods with no heat, electricity, or Wi-Fi, and no real way of knowing for certain what goes on, which is why we need a system of being in the world, which is what the Talmud is. doubt is the conduit to faith and not vice versa.
I mean, we've been doing this for over 4 years at this point, and that's kind of the entire lesson of the whole thing is not only do we not know, but not everybody even agrees on what we don't know. And that's kind of what the lesson of what we do is it not?
Do you think we'll make it to the diner for breakfast?
If I have to hike out without my shoes, we're getting out of this mountain.
Dear listeners, if this is the last episode of Take One you hear, it has been a pleasure. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, friends, as we all continue to wrestle with doubt.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramuccio, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butting, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.